July 27th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear daughter, you have waited patiently for my arrival, never losing hope of my return to you. In a similar way, I invite all my children to await my Son's victorious return. It is then all truth will be victorious, all compromise exposed and defeated. Many live and even lead as though they will never have to answer to God for their actions. They do not accept their responsibility towards their own salvation. Others believe they will be saved, but have chosen a compromised path which disguises sin. Every circumstance of each present moment is God's provision designed to lead the soul to his salvation. Too often everyday crosses are not seen as graces, and the intricate weaving of the tapestry of life goes unnoticed. Learn to appreciate every present moment. It may involve patient waiting for the unfolding of events. It may bear the fruit of the realization of some goal. Yet again, it may bring a cross, which I ask you to accept as a grace in disguise. You awaited my arrival with a hopeful heart this morning, my daughter. So too, I invite all of my children to welcome each present moment with holy love in their hearts. It is then you will taste my Son's victory. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16. The synopsis: in following the general direction of Christian holiness, be sober and set your hope completely upon the grace of every present moment brought about by the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children of God, do not conform to your sins of former days when you were ignorant of God, but as the one who called you to be holy, do so in all of your behavior. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.